I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Bob in Mississippi. Hey, Bob, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. I don't think that was a nice comment saying Idaho is a disgusting part of the country.
No, I didn't say Idaho was. I said Coeur d'Alene is a disgusting part of the country only because of the population, not because of the beauty of the
area.
It's beautiful.
Because of the white population?
Because of
the white population?
Because of the mentality of some of the white population there.
Who said that?
Yeah, I did.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. Have you been to Coeur d'Alene? How many times have you been to Coeur d'Alene?
I haven't. But
you've never been to Coeur d'Alene.
No, I've never been down to the Zion. I've never been down to all the black areas. Yeah.
That's not the conversation here. All right. So, have you? Do you know anything about Coeur d'Alene? Did you hear about Coeur d'Alene before the issue?
Bob, I'm not talking about Coeur d'Alene, some little bitty town.
So you don't know about it?
You're talking about guns. No, you ain't.
Okay. Well, why are you calling me? Why are you calling me and busting me on something that I said based on the fact that I've been to Coeur d'Alene and you haven't been there?
And why are you saying...
No, answer that question, Bob. Why are you calling up and busting me when you haven't been to Coeur d'Alene and I have been?
You know why? Because you're a negative, disgusting little twit.
All right, Bob, I think we've ended the conversation.
Nice. Keep up the smart work, Bob.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to sleep tonight.
I don't know. Do you need to take a break?
I don't know. I mean, that was pretty rough. I mean,
what, he called you a twit?
A twit?
A twit?
I am the most positive person Bob knows. I'm very positive. I'm realistic, but I'm positive. And Bob sounds like one of those guys who wants to be a bully, but he doesn't have the intellect to back.
Smart enough to do it.
He doesn't have the intellect to back up his argument. He wants to bust me on Coeur d'Alene, and the guy's never been there. And he doesn't know crap about Coeur d'Alene. And he wants to bust me on the people who live there? I know, dude. I've been there. So, again, these are the ideal hardcore Trump supporters. They follow his bully mentality, but they, like him, don't have the intellect to back things up.
You're telling on yourself, Bob, when you hear us correctly point out that part of Idaho is well documented for being a place where neo-Nazis and white nationalist separatist weirdos go to live on little ranches and live on little compounds and do their little, yep, you know, cosplay out there with their guns and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Everybody knows this, man.
Like, it's cosplay.
This is not a scoot on the air original. We've been knowing this for some time.
Yep.
So if you get upset when Scoot says there's a bunch of right-wing wackos and neo-Nazis in Idaho, and Bob's response, how dare you say that? Like, why are you upset to hear that, Bob? Yeah. What is it about you? What is it about you, Bob, and your life and your philosophy that makes you feel defensive when we say something as simple as there are neo-Nazis in Coeur d'Alene?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to align yourself with them, that's one thing. But, you know, you should understand, and I say this all the time, that that's not all conservatives. That's not even all right-wing radicals, that there is a very small segment of right-wing radicals who have that kind of mentality. They're anti-government, they're white nationalist, they're white supremacist, they're neo-Nazis. That's not an opinion. That's a hardcore fact. And I'm very positive in terms of dealing with the facts, and I'm very positive about life, and I'm very positive about America. So, you know, I feel badly if, you know, you're just kind of want to be on the attack and just attack people. I mean, that's this attack mode that's in America right now. Just attack, not knowing, but still wanting to attack.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.